singer-songwriter Katy Perry was born on this date in 1984 in Santa Barbara, California. Perry grew up in a very conservative family. Both of her parents are pastors, and they refused to let her listen to any rock or popular music. Perry started taking singing lessons around the age of 9 and learned to play guitar when she was 13. Around this time, she began rebelling against her strict upbringing by piercing her own nose. She soon became interested in pursuing a career in music. With her mother, Perry made several trips to Nashville to record a gospel album, Katie Hudson, which was released in 2001. As a teenager, Perry was exposed to other musical influences. One friend introduced her to the music of Queen, which remains one of her favorite groups. Focused on her music, Perry got her GED and moved to Los Angeles to work with a producer and songwriter. They were unable to find a record company willing to take them on, and her 2004 collaboration with music producers turned performers The Matrix was scrapped shortly before the project was to be released. After having 3 record deals fall apart, Perry finally signed with Capitol in 2007. Later that year, Perry released her first single. Still, her career did not fully take off until the release of her next single, I Kissed a Girl, which reached the top of the charts during the summer of 2008. With that song's success, her debut album, One of the Boys, made it into the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The song also earned Perry a Grammy nomination for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Perry has become known for her over-the-top fashions, quirky stage props, and catchy songs. Years ago on this date, the Delta Heritage Trail State Park was dedicated. The park is being developed in phases along 73 miles of abandoned Union Pacific Railroad right-of-way in eastern Arkansas. In early 1991, as part of the Rails to Trails provision of the National Trail System Act, which preserves rail corridors by reclaiming land along abandoned railroads for recreational use, the Union Pacific Railroad notified the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism of the potential track abandonment. While the northern and southern ends of the trail are reserved for hiking and biking, there are plans to operate an excursion trail along the old rail line in the middle of the trail. On this date in 1962, author John Steinbeck was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.